This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
38 points from Jimmy Butler. Crazy. And 37 for Stephen Curry. You wanted them to step up? You got them to step up yesterday. 75 combined from your studs, as that was the difference. 5-point win yesterday, Joe. And I am waxing poetically about Jimmy Butler today. You know why? Because a lot of people were skeptical. A couple months.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ago about this team, about this acquisition. They were a 10 seed, clinging to a 10 seed. And now you are a playoff team 2 months later. You absolutely would have taken it. If I told you everything that took place these last couple days, if I told you that a couple months ago, absolutely you would take it. Yes, you are pulling your hair out. Yes, you are, you know, nervous as all hell. But that being said, you have a first round series now. And 2 months ago, that was laughable. This team, the concept of them even being in the playoffs was laughable. And they're here they are. Here they are. So let's celebrate that today, because we have the next couple days to preview it. Let's celebrate the fact that this is a playoff team, and we didn't even know that was a possibility a couple months ago.
Well, and I think that what Jimmy represents is kind of bucking the trend of what Kerr, Draymond, and Curry love to do, which is all we're going to do is motion and everything's going to revolve around Steph. And look, like, that makes a lot of sense, but what have they really struggled with? The non-Curry minutes. And now you have a stabilizing force. Now, look, Steve is going to hate the fact that Jimmy holds the ball forever. I love it because I think this team has played frenetic basketball at times with god-awful turnovers that fuel the transition of another team and then just like leads to a snowballing effect when Steph's off the floor.
Do you think he hated it when Kevin Durant was holding on to the ball? The
last this is very minutes? Different from Kevin.
Well, just answer the question. Do you think he hated it when Kevin Durant took the ball?
I don't think he loved it. Okay, I don't know if hate would be a strong word.
But did it work?
Oh, there's no doubt.
Yes, it worked.
There, but like Jimmy's, he's even more methodical.
He is.
He is extremely methodical. I love the way he plays ball. And look, it's not for everyone. And you're going to lead to some grenades, as I call it, meaning late shot clock throws where someone's just going to have to make a play. And that's where it's incumbent on Buddy to hit shots and Moses Moody and Pods and GP2. And if Gee's going to play, Gee out there hitting corner threes, because you're going to get the ball from Jimmy after he cuts to the lane if he doesn't go up with it. But that being said, the methodical way of playing limits the turnovers, all right, and gets them into sets. Now, there were times late in the first quarter, late in the third quarter, where it was like, oh boy, can anyone make a play besides Jimmy? But Jimmy, I thought, was excellent at following up missed shots and going back up with it, you know, forcing the issue and getting his own shots up, getting fouls, putting Bane into foul trouble, putting JJJ or Zach Edey into foul trouble. He was spectacular in this game. Quentin Post was also awesome. He was just what the doctor ordered. And I wanted more Quentin Post coming out of that game.
888-957-9570. Your biggest takeaway from that win yesterday, for me, it's quite frankly, they're a playoff team. Like first of stop there. They're a playoff team, finally. So everyone can take a deep breath about the age, about the fatigue, about all that. You got 4 days off, and you don't play until Sunday night. And it's going to be down in H-Town. And again, the next couple days, we'll be previewing that right here on 95.7 The Game. We'll have all that coverage leading up to the game, after the game, all of it. Right now, we're focused on the Memphis Grizzlies, who have given the Warriors fits in the past. I'm not going Bobby fits, but they've given fits in the past, whether it's been Ja Morant, who obviously rolled his ankle.
On one leg, was still dynamic.
He was still dynamic, and that just speaks to just him as a player.
Why
he is sensational.
We hunting him?
Should have been.
Why weren't we hunting him late in that game?
Desmond Bane was incredible yesterday, probably their best player. He was making big shot after big shot when they needed it most.
Yeah,
Jaren Jackson hit some timely threes, but overall, I thought the Warriors did a great job on him. You know what? They let Jaren Jackson be Jaren Jackson, and what did he do? Dumb things.
Yeah.
He didn't impose his will at all. Like, they had the size matchup, and again, they did get some key offensive rebounds at times, but I didn't feel like the size killed them yesterday. It didn't kill them yesterday. Now, you know, the boneheadery from the Warriors in the last minute almost undid them. We can get to that at some point.
And Draymond Green, like, quite frankly, like, Dre had the assist numbers. I thought it was a very subpar Draymond performance. This was a bad matchup for him. Not every matchup favors every player, right?
No.
Like, there are games that were like Jimmy, look, we'll see against the Rockets. I think it's a tougher matchup against the Rockets for Jimmy specifically.
Might be but for Steph, too.
But against Memphis, they really don't have a guy that marks up Jimmy.
Same with Steph. Like, no one can really touch Steph yesterday.
Especially when you have
Jalen Wells was out.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so it was a favorable matchup for them. But it was not a favorable matchup for Draymond Green,
who had a triple-double last time they played. Remember, everyone was talking about the Steph 50-point game, but Draymond, last time they played in Memphis, he had a triple-double.
I don't think he was comfortable shooting. I think he was tired. I think defensively, he got put into some kind of crummy switches that were exploiting him. And Zach Edey's a beast. Like, he's not a good player yet. He's solid.
He's a rookie. Yeah.
He's a beast, and he's a load, and I think he's a difficult matchup. So if you're going to have Zach Edey out there, you've got to exploit him on defense, meaning offensively you got to make him pay for it. I thought, you know, Draymond struggled to find a shot, and he wasn't comfortable going to the rim. Fine. That's where Quentin Post came in. And right. I thought Quentin Post did a great job of stretching JJJ, stretching Edey, and making them punish for switching and sagging.
888-957-9570. We're going to go to the lines here in a second. Rad, Josh, all of you, we'll get to you in a second. But I love this in this mindset from Draymond Green after the game yesterday, speaking to the media, because he's not satisfied with this. Like, if you pull the players, they're like, this isn't like, it's a play-in win. Great. Yay. No, they have much bigger thoughts and goals on their mind. And Draymond Green reiterated that yesterday after the game.
Our goal is to get to the playoffs so we can make something special happen. It's not necessarily just to get there and the job's done. We know what it takes to win at a high level, so that's the focus. But, yeah, the goal is to get to the playoffs and win, so it's good to be here.
And part of that goal is to have the other guys step up, like Quentin Post yesterday. 22 minutes, 4 of 5, 3 of 4 from beyond the arc, 11 points. Gary Payton, what did we talk about yesterday leading up to the game? We want to see Gary shoot the ball. 12 points, 3-ball wasn't there. That's okay. He had some timely ones, though.
He had a nice left-handed layup in the lane.
He had some timely ones. When the Grizzlies were making that run and digging deep, Gary Payton hit a huge three to put them back up 4 or 5 points. That was big. Moses Moody, more aggressive. The shot's still not there from beyond the arc. That's okay. 9 points. It wasn't Pod's night yesterday, but you know what? He's had some big games, so I'm not really going to be crushing him today. Gui Santos, 6 minutes, but you know what? I felt his 6 minutes yesterday, 3 offensive boards for him. I say all that to say this. The camaraderie of the young guys and them buying in is a reflection on those big three that we're talking about.
I thought
Jimmy,
Moody,
Steph,
yeah,
and Draymond. And I'm saying all
Moody
this.
Moody embodied what they were looking for.
Correct.
Scrappiness.
And this was a great little story about a guy that didn't play yesterday and hasn't played in the last couple days, but it talks about the camaraderie anyways. Trayce Jackson-Davis. And here's Draymond telling a story about TJD giving up his spot on the bench for Quentin Post.
Trayce Jackson-Davis did something on the bench today. He didn't play in the game. There was no seats left on the bench. Quentin Post said, Trayce, can I get that seat? And Trayce just got up. And a part of me was baffled that he got up for the rookie, because the rookie, if there's no seat, you sit on the floor. He just got up and gave him the seat. And I walked over to him. I said, that's one of the most selfless things I've ever seen a teammate do, because 99% of the time, you're going to be like, you going to go sit on the floor, Rook, or go find a seat somewhere else? But he knew he wasn't part of the rotation, and yet the rookie was. They're playing the same position, and he got up and just went. He literally got up and went and stood in the tunnel because there were no seats. And so I just wanted to put that out there, because that, to me, like, that's why you win games. It's chemistry, it's selflessness, it's togetherness. And I just thought that was a huge moment, and nobody else saw it except us three. And so I wanted to share that, because I thought that was a really big moment for our bench that, you know, you can make him sit on the floor and nothing happens. Or you can get up and boost confidence in him and he go back out there and hit a three. And I thought that was special.
Pretty cool story yesterday after the game.
It is a cool story, but I guess my question is, why don't we have enough seats?
I was actually just thinking that towards the end. Why do these guys need to, like, I love
they sell the other two seats down near the end.
I love all the assistants.
And I'm like, why are we doing that?
I love all the assistant coaches, but are they more important, or like your 7'2" guy that like clearly needs to rest? Like I love you. You know, DeMarco, like, but why isn't Quentin Post have a seat?
I don't get
what
it.
Are we doing here?
I don't get it.
But again, it speaks to the camaraderie, like, of everyone buying in, even the guys that are getting DNPs. Like, I think a lot of fans, we've already had a couple voice their, you know, their concerns, or, you know, their frustrations. Jonathan Kuminga getting another DNP. And there's going to be moments in the series where they're going to need JK at times. What's the minute allocation? I don't know. But I think that was also Draymond's way of saying, this entire team from top to bottom, from all the guys playing, the guys that aren't playing, they're all bought in. And that was something a couple months ago where there was question marks about it, quite frankly. Getting in Jimmy Butler, given everything that happened in Miami, everything that took place over there, we're adding this guy to this locker room, this barely 500 team that's a 10th spot in the West. Yeah, that's great, Jimmy. You did that with Miami. You were a number one. But that was the Eastern Conference. This is the West. You're not that player anymore, probably. Yeah, we got Steph. Like, I don't know. Is this going to work? It's worked.
No, it's been spectacular. And he got him where I didn't think they could get, into the playoffs. And that's the big takeaway today. And I thought he was a huge, like, obviously Steph's fourth quarter was spectacular, but he was a huge part of why that game was where it was at. I had the feeling they're going to lose that game the whole fourth quarter, the way it was going back and forth. And I'm going, you're going to lose this game with Ja on the bench? Really?
Yeah, see, I thought the moment that ankle injury happened with Ja, that Memphis probably wasn't going to win.
But they
that
were
game.
Galvanized. They kept fighting back.
I know.
They took blows and then delivered blows. I was impressed.
But you saw the ankle hurting him. Yeah, like some of the turnovers Ja was having late. I think that was a direct reflection of that ankle injury. The fear factor I felt of Ja having the ball in his hands was gone.
That I would agree with.
And that's a big deal, because that is a guy in the last 2 minutes that can torch you, that can win a game.
There's no doubt. And that's a big part of what happened in that game.
Yeah.
I'm not calling it an excuse.
That's just what happened.
Exactly. And these things do happen. It's ball. I mean, this is
a lucky break. Lucky is like the Warriors had a 20-point lead even when he was healthy. So I'm not saying luck had anything to do with it, but that happens in given series.
He had like 18 and a half.
He did.
I mean, he was awesome, or whatever he had, 16 and a half. Like, he was awesome. Duh. they're better. The Warriors have a better chance of beating them with a hobbled job. Yes. No question about it.
But Desmond Bane was their best player, to your point yesterday. The Grizzlies' best player was Desmond Bane. Wasn't JJJ. Wasn't Ja. Wasn't any of those. It was Desmond Bane. He was sick.
Awesome. And the ball just kept finding
him. And you've always been on him. He's always been one of your favorite players in the league. Yeah.
I think he's a guy that would look great in a Warrior uniform. Yeah. Like, quite frankly, you know, a stretch three? Like, yeah, he's nice. The plan's so weird, though, right? Because, like, my dad had this belt. And bear with me on this metaphor, okay. All right? My dad had this belt. It was this ratty old belt, all right? And we would beg.
I can't find the Tom.
We would beg him, like, Dad, get rid of the nasty old belt. He loved the belt. Right. And in this scenario, the belt is with all the little notches on it. Right. That's the playoff gauntlet to get to the belt buckle, which would be the title. Right.
I'm with your dad on this, by the way. I like use up my belts, too. Like leather ones and just like what are you doing?
They're $15. Just go get a new belt. I know, right. Exactly.
Like and the belt's still working, though.
Yeah. Right?
Exactly. So if each knot that was at the manufacturer, right, where you would put the belt in the loop or whatever based on the size of your pants, like if that was a round in the playoffs, by the time you get to the buckle, that's the championship. My dad lost a bunch of weight and he kept the belt, okay? And he would take a knife and create a new notch.
I don't do that.
To put the belt. It's like, Dad, at that point, buy a new belt. But that's kind of how I view the play-in, right? We've cut this little knife into the belt and we created a new notch that's not a part of the regular part of the playoffs, but it's in the path to the belt buckle, which would be the championship. And so I have very odd emotions this morning. I'm thrilled that we're in the playoffs. Right. I'm also exhausted by the path it took to create a little notch in the belt with our little knife and just create this thing. And it's like, all we want to do is get to the belt buckle. I don't even know if we can make it that far, but Jesus, it feels a hell of a lot better just being on the track.
It is Holy Week, Passover, shout out. Rad is in Daly City. Let's
miss you,
some
Dad.
Of these calls. Yeah, absolutely. We do miss you, Papa. He was up there.
That was a Pepto-Bismol dad in the chair by himself upstairs.
He is upstairs right now.
No
he was
doubt.
Watching that game, and he's watching us right now.
And you know what he would
love? Tons.
He would
tons.
Love Jimmy Butler because he loves players that play strong
right.
around the rim. It would drive him nuts when Wiggins would... You know, like for lack of a better term, just go up soft.
Yeah.
And it would drive him nuts. And that's why he was always big on Kuminga. Like, at least he's like going in hard. He would have loved watching Jimmy Butler on the Warriors.
By the way, we are coming to you live.
Not a doubt in my mind.
Live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances, MIDI can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.